And now some business news. Low interest rates and job growth encouraged many people to buy previously owned homes in November. Sales in the U.S. jumped sharply, 2.7%, and that ensured that this will be the fourth straight record year for home sales. But the market varied a lot by region, and going into the new year, many economists look for real estate to cool off. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
Economists had only been expecting a very slight increase in existing home sales, so the new numbers suggest a very healthy housing market overall. But while U.S. home sales were up nearly 2% in the South and 6% in the West, the Midwest saw a more modest gain, and sales in the Northeast fell 1.3%.
You're seeing slow job growth in the Northeast, and house prices are very high in the Northeast.
Carl Case is a housing economist at Wellesley College in Massachusetts. He says low mortgage rates helped home sales, but much more so in places that are experiencing job growth. He says employment in the Northeast is still down sharply from where it was a few years ago.
Massachusetts is down 5%, so where job growth is lagging, it's taking its toll on existing home sales.
Other housing data has been mixed. Unlike existing homes, new home sales for November were down sharply. And looking into next year, many economists expect some slowdown in the broader housing market. David Burson is the chief economist for mortgage giant Fannie Mae. Burson says since 2001, surging home values and lots of refinancing gave the economy a strong boost. But now with interest rates starting to rise and home prices starting to hit a ceiling in some regions, real estate is unlikely to spur the economy the same way. But Burson says that might be a good thing, too.
The 2001 recession could well have been a very deep one. It wasn't, in part because of the strength in housing. Going forward, with the manufacturing sector picking up, the dollar down, the export sector picking up, if housing stayed as hot as it has been, we might see the economy growing too quickly.
Burson expects the slightly less robust housing sector will soon put the brakes on the economy a bit, and that will protect against inflation. Carl Kay says it would also protect against a more serious correction down the road in the pricier housing markets around the country. Chris Arnold, NPR News.